For most of her life, my mother believed that if you kept the golden rule, God would take you to heaven when your days on earth came to an end. She knew nothing about salvation by grace through faith in Christ. When God separated the people at the great last judgment day, she was sure it all depended on good works. After I became a Christian, I tried to talk to her about faith in Christ, but I never got very far. Then one day I came across the statement of Jesus where he said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." I ran into the kitchen, shouting, "Ma, look at this!" She looked, thought about it for some time, and eventually received Jesus Christ as her Savior from sin and the Lord of her life. For many years following that experience of my mother, one of the greatest thrills for me was to hear a pastor tell people that salvation did not come by keeping the golden rule. This, however, resulted in a strange and unexpected attitude on my part, even though it was Jesus himself who said, "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise," I found myself thinking of the golden rule as something that was bad rather than good. But let's think for a moment what this world would be like if everyone on this planet actually lived by my mother's paraphrase, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." First of all, the divorce courts would be empty. Broken homes and shattered marriages would be a thing of the past. When someone goofed, the words of the Apostle Paul would be the norm. "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Kindness and a forgiving spirit would prevail. What would go on between labor and management? Well, for one thing, they would both be better off. The laborer would strive to do his best and be as productive as possible. Management, on the other hand, would be happy to provide a living wage, proper benefits, and good working conditions. The lifestyle of all concerned would be enhanced. How about the area of parent-child relations? Today, over 1 million kids per year run away from home. It is common today to find the lines of communication clogged with misunderstandings, bitterness, and strife. Think how the golden rule, lived out from morning till night, could change all that. Today, throughout the world, there is the problem of hatred between races, hatred between religious groups, hatred between nations. Unbelievable hardships surround us, with a world filled with violence, heartbreak, fear, hopelessness, and agony. The application of the golden rule would go a long way in solving that mess. I am personally convinced that the only way that could happen would be through Christ himself who said it. The man or woman without Christ does not have the power to live at the height of that standard. Therefore, the obligation lies on us who know the Lord to share the good news with others and help them experience the Savior. But more than that, we need to be a living example of that golden rule to others. It's got to start somewhere. Let it be with you and me. The golden rule is not a means of salvation, but it should be the fruit of salvation through Christ. Think it through, study it, and make practical application in your own life to ways you can implement that teaching in its life-changing power. May God bless you as you follow Christ's golden rule.